Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, Jimi Hendrix bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, outstanding brain trust member, Gordon Chang, author of The Coming Collapse of China. GordonChang.com, is that right, Gordon?
Yes, it is.
So they can find you, and the books are available on Amazon, and so I encourage you to follow Gordon. He's got an outstanding blog I like a lot. Gordon, recently it came to light, back probably a couple months ago, maybe a little bit less, that they thought that the Office of Personnel Management had gotten breached, and a couple of 3 million people had gotten exposed to the hackers. Now we know it was in excess of 22 million Americans. Fingerprints, you name it, all the way across the line. What happened, Gordon, and who did it?
A series of American presidents did this by refusing to deal effectively with Chinese hacking from the very beginning. At least in this administration, they can say cyber breach and China in the same sentence. You couldn't do that in the previous administration, and clearly they set a tone in Washington that did not allow the United States to protect itself.
Mm.
And when we look back on this, we are going to see bipartisan failure in Washington, and it's got to stop. The incompetence in this administration is matched by the ignorance and the obliviousness of the previous one. This is a disaster. The American people deserve better, and they should demand better from their leaders, whichever party we're talking about.
So there's no question in your mind that the Chinese did this, and it's in the China. It's an industry, isn't it? The Chinese government has made this an industry.
It is not only the Chinese government; it is Chinese enterprises, the Communist Party.
They're sharing all this,
and clearly the military. So we have across the specter of the Chinese official China. They hacked the United States.
They've hacked our. They've got the plans to our secret jet fighter jet we were building, right?
The
I mean, what was it? The story that one of our generals was at an air show and he looked up and there was one of our planes that nobody had ever seen before flying, and turns out it was a Chinese plane and they were flying our secret airplane.
Well, they probably have the plans to the F-35. They have plans to.
In what universe, outside of Bizarro World, Gordon? In what universe is this acceptable?
Well, it certainly isn't. You know, many people argue that the Pentagon and defense contractors are fair game, and I can understand that. But what isn't fair game is the U.S. media, charities, NGOs, advocacy groups, the institutions of our free society. Those are clearly not fair game, and the United States has to demand this stop, and especially the espionage on U.S. companies, which is done for commercial purposes by the Chinese. This could be a loss of somewhere between $300 and $400 billion of intellectual property.
Isn't this tantamount to Pearl Harbor?
This is a Pearl Harbor every year.
Yeah, I mean, think about this, folks. I mean, isn't it time for Americans to wake up and get their head out of their narcissistic little world and start paying attention to what's going on outside of their little social media circles? I'm complaining to all. I'm bringing this down on all of us, Gordon. I mean, we've got to get our heads out of our own little worlds and pay attention to what's happening.
Absolutely. We have to demand better from our leaders, who have really let the American people down over a course of decades.
You know, the other thing, never mind, the damage, the real damage. It makes me mad to think that they're laughing at us, Gordon.
Absolutely, because we impose no cost. Every administration says, oh, this is unacceptable, but doesn't do anything about it.
We're feckless in these things, aren't we? I mean, it's embarrassing. We ought to be, we should first be embarrassed, and then we should get mad. What do you think?
I'd like to get mad first, actually.
Okay.
But I agree with you.
We should have been embarrassed 10 years ago, right? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Now we don't have time to be embarrassed. We got to get mad now, right?
We have to do something, too.
So will a nominee for the president position in the next year, will any of those guys address this?
Well, Donald Trump is addressing it.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think. Do you think you agree with me that they don't need to poo-poo Donald's impact?
On this, that they certainly don't. They should listen to what he says, because it needs to start a conversation.
He's going
to
frame the debate. He's going to frame the debate if he doesn't win the election, isn't he?
That's exactly what's happening already.
Yeah. Hey, Gordon, will you come back?
Absolutely.
I always enjoy having you here. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
Gordon Chang, ladies and gentlemen. I love having him on the show. He's always gets it right to the point and gives us good information. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.